Hey guys, welcome to the 5-Minute Fatherhood Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeff Bethke, along with my friend and mentor, Jeremy Pryor. Join us Monday through Friday as we chat about quick tips, skills, and ways to help equip you on your journey as a father to build your multi-generational family team on mission. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, Jeff and Jeremy here for another 5-Minute Fatherhood, and we have a question from our Facebook group. Go check that out on Facebook. Ryan asked Jeff and I, what do you guys do for self-care as dads? And I think this is such an important topic. So I wanted to do a quick back and forth between Jeff and I, give you five ways to do self-care as a dad or ways that we do it. So I'm going to start. One of the things that I do every single morning when I get up as part of my just time with the Lord, I have a place I go. For me, I go to a coffee shop, I sit down. But the thing that I think is really important is for me to journal through my emotions and work through what happened the previous day. So whatever I'm like, oh, if there's something that's just really stirring in me, I want to make sure I process it out. You don't want to let things accumulate. And so there's certain things you have to learn to do when you are very busy trying to manage lots of things. And one of the things that you don't want to let happen is unprocessed emotions. And the last thing I'll do if I'm journaling out an emotion is I make sure that I end, if I need to have an action step, a next step to try to resolve that emotion, I'll write that down and I'll be very clear to do that. So if things are stirring up, maybe you got in a fight with your wife, or you know, you're frustrated with one of your kids, or you can't figure out the answer to some question or whatever. It could be relational, it could be whatever, but that's a big deal. Journal it out, get to an action step. What do you got, Jeff?
Yeah, mine's similar in the sense of, I would say the way I kind of like to say it is I protect our mornings, or protect my morning. For me, being able to read, have space to think. And sometimes that's the Bible and journaling. Sometimes that's just a book on my Kindle. But just being able to have that alone time to kind of anchor me in my day is huge. I think for dads, you know, if we're empty, then we're only going to give emptiness. So if we want to give something of value to our kids, to our marriage, to our wife, to our work, I think we have to have a place, we have to be coming from a place of fullness. And so that's what I like to say is like, man, I have to have that time in the morning where I'm being filled. And for me, that's usually like personal introverted time, thinking, praying, reading, that gets me there. So it's very similar to you, but I would say, yeah, protect the morning. And the reason I call it that is that we kind of shape our life around that. Certain kids' schedules are like that. Even when I don't meet with certain people, you know, before 9 a.m., that type of thing, unless it's like once a week only. So that, yeah, it's like protecting that is really huge for me. What's your other one?
Yeah, it's a big one for me too. Okay, so another one that I do, I know this is only works for people who have kind of control their schedule, but I'm a highly introverted person with a very extroverted job. I've got lots and lots of meetings I got to do all day. And so I've learned that I can get another sort of second wind if I go work out in the middle of the day. So at 1 p.m. every single day, I go work out. It's crazy. I once heard that if you can't get out of your mind, get into your body. And there's something that happens when I'm at the peak of my workout, suddenly something resets. And I don't know how else to explain it, but I can go from like, I cannot do another meeting, I have zero energy left, to I got 4 more hours in me. And so that's a very worthwhile investment of my time.
Yeah.
It's also a good idea to keep in shape, but that's actually not why I do it. I do it for this reason. I do it so that I can have a second wind, and I do enjoy the other benefits. But that's a big deal that I've had to learn to do as a part of self-care.
I love that one. I love that one. Another one I would say, which is kind of an interesting one, is find, especially with toddlers, I would say, find the thing that you do that you do with your kids that's the least amount of work. I know that is funny. So what I mean by that is like for us, that's playing in the street after dinner. So there's different house stuff. If we're playing with certain cars or this inside, that yeah, maybe there's, you know, I kind of have to be paying attention, or I kind of feel like I have to step in and say, hey, maybe don't do that or whatever. But for some reason, when we get out in the street on our bikes, on our scooters, like there's just never any problems. They're carefree. They're happy. They're kind of just running around, you know, and then me and Alyssa are sitting in the front yard with like a blanket or a chair. So that one to me, I've realized is like, we kind of architect and push towards that every single night, you know, because it's so life-giving and it's so easy with the kids. And if you have toddlers listening, you know, not every little thing is super life-giving with the kids, even if it's a fun activity. And so that one's really easy because it's more like hands-off. I know they're okay. It's a cul-de-sac. They're safe. Now, there's a million different factors why. And so it's kind of just, they kind of are free range doing their thing. And me and Alyssa can actually usually have like a little pseudo date sometimes too when we're talking. So that's what I would say is find the one thing that's life-giving with your kids that kind of feels like not a ton of work or a training or discipline in that little domain, and then go do that and replicate that. And that's one for us for sure.
That's good. The last one I'll say is similar in that find out what's life-giving and then go ahead and like kind of figure out there are things that you know drain you. There are things that you know 90% of the time fill you up. There's one activity that tends to fill me up socially, and that is a midrash. It's basically where we just read a chapter of the Bible and have a discussion about it with other guys. It's like probably the one social activity that does not drain me. I don't know why it doesn't, but it doesn't. It actually, I leave with more energy, which is rare for me.
Something
so
about the Bible,
every single Monday
bourbon,
night.
And guys. Yeah. Something about that.
That's right. Something about that. Just like, I'm like, after that, I'm like, I'm good. So
yeah.
So even on, so every Monday night at 8 p.m., a bunch of guys come over to my house. Jeff was there a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
It was fun. We read a couple chapters of the Bible. We have a conversation. We sip on bourbon because we're in Kentucky. And I have energy after that. And so finding those things that really fill you up is a big deal.
Hey guys, if you like this short content on 5-Minute Fatherhood, then you're going to love long-form interviews that Jeremy and I do with other dads just like you over at Dads Building Teams. We go much more in-depth hearing the stories, challenges, and journeys of different dads who are trying to build multi-generational teams on mission. Just go to whatever podcast platform you use and search for Dads Building Teams.